We're holding the bottom of Tetvav Amud Aleph in Megillah. The Gemara is continuing with its quotes from the story of the Megillah.
Okay.
Haman has just walked out of that great party with Esther and the king. He sees Mordechai sitting there and doesn't move, doesn't budge, doesn't bow. Haman comes home, calls in all his friends, his wife. Starts showing them his bank accounts and how wealthy he is and how big his family is and how good he has it. And then after he shows off all his wealth, he says, V'chol zeh inenu shoveli. And all of this is worthless by me. Anytime I see Mordechai sitting there at the king's gates. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanino. Rabbi Elazar, another quote, but Rabbi Elazar in the name of Rabbi Chanino. B'sha'ash ra'aman Mordechai yoshev b'sha'ar ha'melech. Amar kol zeh inenu shoveli. At the time that Haman saw Mordechai sitting by the king's gates, he said, all this isn't worth anything to me. Why? What's the connection? He sees Mordechai. What did Mordechai do? He's just sitting there by the king's gates. He sees Mordechai sitting. That's what the pasuk describes. He sees V'chiros, Haman is Mordechai Yoshev B'Shar HaMelech. Haman sees Mordechai sitting by the king's gates. V'lo kom v'lo zam mimenu. Mordechai didn't budge in honor of Haman. V'imalei Haman. Haman gets filled with chema, with anger. He comes home, gathers everyone in. He's got to have a big meeting. Why? What's going on? Kid Rav Chisda, like the great Rav Chisda taught. D'omar Rav Chisda. Ze ba be'pruz buli. Zeba be pruz buti. Buli is wealth. Pruz is a document. This guy came with a document, claims of wealth, and this guy came with documents and claims of poverty. Why? Because Mordechai and Haman were once generals for Achashverosh. They went out to war, and Haman let his men finish all their bread, and Mordechai rationed the portions, and then Haman came to Mordechai and said, my men are going to die, give me your bread. And Mordechai said, goodbye. And Haman said, we're going to die. And Mordechai said, okay. And Haman said, but you have bread. And Mordechai said, you were the general, you were supposed to ration your men's bread, you let them eat like pigs, and that's why you don't have bread. I'm not giving my men's bread to your men because you weren't a good general. And Haman said, you got to be kidding, we're all going to die. And Mordechai said, no, I'm not kidding, you're all going to die. And Haman said, come on, give us your bread. And Mordechai said, no. And Haman said, what do you want from me? And Mordechai said, nothing, I'm not giving you the bread. And finally reached a point where Haman begged and begged, and then Haman said, okay, I'll sell myself as a slave to you. You'll feed me if I'm your slave, right? Mordechai said, okay, if that's what you want. So they take Mordechai's shoe, and Haman engraves a contract into the shoe that he is hereby selling himself as Mordechai's slave, and he signs Haman. So all of Haman's wealth, he shows all his contracts and all his bank accounts, and he shows it all to his family, and then he says, V'chol zeh, and all this isn't worth anything to me. Anytime I see Mordechai still alive, I know that he could still come back and haunt me. He has a claim. Technically, I'm his slave. V'chol zeh, all of this wealth, nenu shoveli, is not worth anything to me.
Is that what Rav Chisda is saying?
Or is yeah, that's what Rav Chisda taught. It's a medrash, but that's what Rav Chisda is teaching. Amar Rav Papa, we're at the top of Tesvav Amud Beis. Rav Papa, we're going down two generations. Rav Papa is a disciple of Rava, who was a disciple of Rabba, who was in the same generation as Rav Chisda. Rava was Rav Chisda's son-in-law. So Rav Papa is a disciple of Rava, who was Rav Chisda's son-in-law. So Rav Chisda said the first explanation. Now Rav Papa continues. The korilei. And they used to call Haman Avda, the slave, Dimizdavin, that sold himself, Betulne Dinahara, Dinahamo, for loaves of bread. That's what he sold himself for. Haman says, V'chol zeh inenu shoveli. All of this isn't worth it for me. What's he pointing to? Whenever it says Zeh, Chazal understood, they're pointing to something. What's he pointing to?
מלמד שכל גנזיו של אותו רשע חקוקין על ליבו. Teaches us that Haman had an accounting of all his wealth in his heart. Haman kept thinking, I got this much gold over there, and this much silver over there, and this much jewelry over there. ובשעה שרואה את מרדכי יושב בשער המלך, and when he sees Mordechai at the king's gates, אמר, he said, כל זה איננו שווה לי. All of this, what's this? What's on his mind all the time? His wealth, all of this, isn't worth it for me.